I told us to pay and wait for spy. What? You don't come for anything like this without going home or something. Pay away from strife. Strife would come. People want to make you have strife. People might have strife with you, but they're sure you don't have strife with them. I'll say something. You don't deal with evil with evil. No. You don't deal with evil using evil. You're talking about strife first, so I have to just look. You don't pay back evil with you don't pay back strife with strife. Hallelujah. You pay back strife with love. Are you having somebody keeping his striking with you? You don't become you don't go the same way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't never pay back strife with strife. You know, we live in a world where it's not hard for you to strive for that. It's not hard. Just go online, pick up something online, go. You can fight with anybody. But the internet has made it so easy that people no longer have respect. I'll get you. Hallelujah. Secondly, a very important in 2022, avoid strange fire. You know, I said this during prayer retreat 2021. I'm saying it again. In 2022, avoid strange fire. Look at Leviticus chapter 10. Help me go back again. To Leviticus 10. I need to listen. Leviticus chapter 10. And I'll be very fast. Leviticus chapter 10. I'll just read from verse 1 and verse 2. It says, and Nadab, Abihu, the son of Aaron, took either of them a censer and put fire therein and put the incense on and offered strange fire before the Lord, which they commanded not. You know? They offered strange fire. Hallelujah. They're supposed to be the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, in Exodus 30 verse 9, let's look at something. Exodus 30 verse 9, Moses had commanded earlier in Exodus 30 verse 9. Look at verse 9. It said, ye shall offer no strange incense thereon. He was talking to them. And to Aaron and his children. Ye shall offer no strange fire in strange incense thereon. Nor burnt offering, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. So there was really a warning concerning strange fire. Let they offer strange fire. Yes, they did. Sometimes it's not because people are not warned. No. It's not because people are not told beforehand. No. It's because people become careless and not good. Hallelujah. People become careless. They were not going to offer strange fire, but they did. He was avoiding don't time. Avoid being careless with instruction. Avoid being careless with instruction. Don't lose time. I've told us about redeeming the time. That was last week. Go and listen to it. I mean last week. Listen to it. How to redeem the time. Hallelujah. Redeem the time. Don't get careless with time. Don't get careless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They offered strange fire. Strange fire. Which God had not commanded. Hallelujah. And I told us that to offer strange fire means they actually quench the fire of the Holy Ghost. That's what it means. You know, the writer of the church of Thessalonica will say, quench not the Holy Spirit. I mean, quench not the Spirit. That's the word. This is the word in the Greek, which is to quench, how you quench the fire. To quench not the spirit fire. That means to quench the spirit fire is quenching or offering spirit fire. Hallelujah. And it's all about how not to quench the spirit fire. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19. And they do not despise prophesying. We'll get to see others shortly. Hallelujah. So, in the year 2022, avoid the things that quench the fire of the Holy Ghost. Avoid the things. avoid men and women which corrupt, the farm. You see, let's get to 1 Corinthians 5, chapter 15. See, your friends, are you hearing me? If you look at verse 33, it says, do not be deceived. It says, evil communication. That is another word, evil partnership. Are you hearing me? Evil communication, evil partnership. For good manners. Evil friendship. Hallelujah.
See.
Your friends can eat, tells a long way, goes a long way, at least. More than 75% of the time will determine whether you finish well, the kind of friends, your company. Your company. Hallelujah. And like all truth scripture, even from the Old Testament book, we're warned about who we company with. Hallelujah. So you determine whether you're going to finish well or not. You can have good motives. But when you have good motives with the wrong company, they will always influence you. Man is the product of it. I said something yesterday. I told us that that button on Facebook is by the Holy Ghost. That button on Facebook or WhatsApp. Papa uses it very well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Men with wrong motives, evil communications, you can just block them easily. Amen. So be wise to use them. Glory to God. Avoid men and women, companies that corrupt good manners. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Avoid it. Avoid it. You can also be on social media. You know, some people
go on social media and become.
They get on social media. Okay. Am I clear? People get on social media and they become like, they turn to people that need no control. There are people that even post, if you see that your pastor is not posting anything for 2 weeks, you are posting every day. Yeah, is it not internet? Don't worry, we'll say, after
by next 2 weeks,
I'll have a teaching on their post. So you understand something. Hallelujah. Learn to be wise. This is an order in church. Facebook is not there for you to just be like a
handless
student. No. You see, our
oversight also goes into the social media.
That area, see, you hear people that say nonsense. Ah, they want to control you. See, let me tell you something.
To be born again, to be born again.
To be born again. Under control. So you must appreciate it. To be out of control is doing. I'm not talking about fire now, man. I say demonic. Hallelujah. To be out of control. Don't do things anyhow. Go on social media, you put in anyhow. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. And if it's careful,
be careful of what you
want. Just be wise, just follow your pastor. I say it always, just follow your pastor. If you don't know what to do, the things your pastor like it. Amen.
But see,
it's better I follow somebody than to
do
it.
You
want
to do my own thing, you know? Not you. Amen.
So let me tell you most of the things I do online. When I'm on Facebook, if I'm not posting anything, I am reading my passport messages. For all his short notes, I'm on it. I'm reading them. So no question anything. What else am I doing? Nothing. 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 I'm saying again, nothing. I'm not even what I listen to. I'm not even what I watch. I mind it. I have to mind it because I'm reading people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mind what you do on the social media. You know, you can go online and you see anything you want in this world, you see them online. How to disrespect ministers, you go online, you see plenty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wrote it there, avoid people or men that make you dishonor. someone came down to dishonor. Look at Exodus chapter 24. Let me show you where the issue of Aaron's son came from. Exodus 24. I'll read verse 1 and verse 9. Look at something. See. And the Lord said to Moses, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel to worship, and worship ye afar off. You see that? Verse 9. And when Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel, they say, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved walk of the serpent's stone, and it was, as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. You see, they saw God's glory. You see that? Because you are now close to pastor, you know, they have that opportunity because of Moses. How? Just like Aaron and Miriam. They see Moses. What did they say? They are
God keeps the people
rough now. You see that? Avoid the things that keep the
Hallelujah.
They are not close
to pastor. They don't know.
I'm so confused. Pastor used to support Chelsea. It's just like, it's just on the front of their head. The pastor that's supposed to support Chelsea.
Ashida is wrong.
That's it. Mind you, you know, we are not supporting this. God club of heaven. Nowhere.
Hallelujah.
I come and join Chelsea, Joe. Amen. Glory to God. But the demon, no. Glory to God. Amen. But I want the things that make you dishonor. This hollow is a strange fire. Are you hearing me? This hollow is a strange fire. I want to say that want to make you do things that are not scriptural. Avoid them. Glory to God. But be like Nadab, because they see small things. They only saw
I'm
testimony. Giving testimony. I don't care what the other guy like. The gay man said, yeah. I see.
Someone here.
Before I ask you, this is what I do my
eyes.
I don't do such things. I don't know why. Me, I said, I don't know why you should do that. So, when I open my eyes, I also long wine. They all have testimonies. So they all came out and we just give you testimonies. Ah, so one day I even forgot I was a brother. When Pastor smiled, in my head, I was like, do you have the pastor call me? I said, that's not the minister. I am not claiming God of the ring. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Respect those who God has put above. Look back at some of those things, attitudes that I have, I'll just laugh at myself. Hallelujah. As you were just saying nothing. None of them is just doing nothing. That's because it's passionate. I was proud of it. I don't know, me pastor and nothing. The pastor, I can't do school with like that. With such power. So many if I don't call, knowledge will not have, will not receive all the miracles. Tell me any, respect yourself. One. Hallelujah. I just respect yourself. Glory to God. Because you don't lay hands on someone's leg, someone's head, and head is left with their eye. And thanks to ordination. No. Respect those who God has put above you. Are you hearing me? Never allow dishonor to set you. Don't be like Aaron and Miriam. And when God wants to deal with them, he doesn't call them. He said, a prophet. He said,
I go to them in vision. Therefore,
move this. He said, we talk face to face. Ah. That's a...
Sharon and face to face is speaking because they are not hearing Tasheret and Tasheret. And they are you think they are not
listening to Ah. So we can. We can see that.
Yeah.
When that's what I was saying, just say, not that little
boy. Just
sit down there. Cross your legs, calm down. So this is one. Be calming down. I mean, 2022, be coming down.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They began to know something, so they became full of themselves. Don't be full of yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People who become full of themselves don't last long in the ministry. They don't last long in the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, may I not be too big in my own eyes, 2022. May I not be too big.
Hallelujah.
May I not be too big. May wealth. Okay, I'll start to move closer.
Okay. May
wealth and fame not determine
my commitment.
Let me do. May you not
determine your commitment.
I am wealth and fame, because from the wealth and fame when they come, you save me.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I remember one time when that my friend that told us something. He said,
no one likes
you guys.
You're so talking to us. He said, why?
Because you're not drinking, you're not
managing, you're not,
you went to school, you're not in college.
So it's good.
Because
when you begin to pay your bills, you understand life.
I laugh.
Even when I have money, or I don't have, I'm going to die for this.
And I'm glad.
I can say that. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are taking off the
tax
because
it's not because
we don't have money.
It's not because we don't have money.
It's not because we don't have
power. No! That lifestyle comes.
I should be the same with money. So when I now have money, what will I do? I'm drinking to be that and shoot.
Hallelujah.
One of my friends
There was a time I
lost my job.
And nobody heard me. I lost my job. Nobody heard me.
Hallelujah.
Nobody heard me.
No.
You never accept that. Because when I was not ready for what he gave, I got another job and I was not. Ensure you have fire in your prayer life. Put in fire in your prayer life. Put in fire in your prayer life. At least once in a week,
we set aside
for a long prayer. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Like,
have a prayer life. Have fire in your prayer life.
Have fire in your prayer life.
And I tell you,
there's nothing you will not be able to solve.
Hallelujah.
Fire in your work.
Fire in your evangelism.
Put fire. So I go out to evangelism.
And I expect the miraculous.
I expect the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Yes, expect them.
Hallelujah.
Expect as you go out to evangelism, the sick will be healed. Expect as you go out to evangelism, the blind
see.
Expect as you go out to evangelism, the evangelism
becomes God.
Power out.
Hallelujah.
Expect to flow with revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to consistently have
fire.
Add fire
to evangelism. So if I'm adding fire to evangelism, I will pray before.
Hallelujah. I will pray before.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, add fire to your pastoral work.
Hallelujah.
Add fire to your pastoral work. That means,
I told God we're going to work at
conversion.
I said, that means, you're going to have a dad. You're going to keep praying for your enemies. Add fire. Add commitment. Hallelujah.
Add fire to your work. And in the
end,
you will look back.
In the end.
You will look again.
And
you will see, you have grown.
You have grown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get something. Evangelism. Pray more,
evangelize more. Hallelujah.
Make sure at the end of every month you ask yourself, have I added to church? Have I added to work?
Have I added to church? How many people have I added to church?
If you've not added, Hallelujah. How many people in last year
did
you add to church?
If you didn't ask, January, February, March, April, May, June.
Another time.
Hallelujah. We take stock again.
So how many
people are you adding to church?
Glory to God. Your pastor will follow you yourself.
How many people are you adding to church?
Are you adding value to your church?
Are you? Are you?
Are you? What value are you adding? Hallelujah. Don't see that this
pastor is going to teach you.
Pastor is going to teach you. You too are going to have to. Hallelujah.
Get committed.
Get committed. And I pray for you.
In 1822, you were not talking.
Yeah. What they will look for you and
will find him. In 1822,
you will be found actively.
Yes, I pray for you.
As you get on the walk, your hands will never go through. What God has committed to your trust in one time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come to the truth. Your local church. Your family. Will feel your presence.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. You'll feel your presence in the sight of me.
Amen.
Yes. You'll feel your presence.
Amen.
I pray for you. Now you will pick up your fire.
Amen.
You will defend them and avoid it.
Amen.
You will descend straight fire.
And you will run away from them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You will descend straight fire and
run away from them.
You will, you will.
You will, you will. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I
pray for you. Your sickness will not pass itself to your body.
Amen.
The things you do in the natural will not obstruct your body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Yes, your health will not fail.
Amen.
The health of the loved ones will not fail.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your health will not fail.
Amen.
Yes, 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 you are strong.
Amen.
I'm stronger, you stand to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Amen. Miracles
will happen through your hand.
Amen.
Miracles will happen through your hand.
Amen.
Yes.
They are.
Your heart will not be discouraged. Your heart will not be discouraged. Your heart will not be discouraged.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Men that will discourage you will not come near you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
And those who have found themselves around you, they are uprooted from your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing is coming into your heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you.
Amen.
He said, shine the fault.
Amen.
And he's gracious.
Amen.
He doesn't make up the light. His light doesn't come because of all.
Amen.
We have peace with his words.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Come, deliver.
We'll
not just see you, we'll see you with your fruit. Come, believers, convention 2021. We will see you with your work.
You will be
here again with the people you are discipling. You will not just come alone, you will come with the men God has
created.
Let's go to the hand. Let's sing our anthem. Ha! Let's sing.
You have the light to go back to the world of the